الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم اللغة الإنجليزية واحد، الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear students, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the first session in this lecture, English 101. In this session, we'll cover the following topics. Number one, modal verbs. We will take four modal verbs: must, have to, has to, and had to. Then number two, relative pronouns. We will study four relative pronouns today. These are who, which, that, and whose. In the third topic, we will take some spelling rules. These are special to third person singular verbs and plural nouns. But before we begin, let me attract your attention to the passages you have at the beginning of Unit 1. Each passage is followed by new vocabulary and their meaning. Moreover, every passage is followed by comprehension questions that should be answered by you. Now, let me give you a model for the vocabulary questions you may have. Let's take this exercise as an example. Here, choose the best word form A, B, or C to complete each sentence below. We have some incomplete sentences. Under each one, you have three choices to complete these sentences. Let's begin with number one. Reading Quran helps to increase our source, faith, strategy. You have to choose one word. Now, which word is suitable? Is it source or faith or strategy? Again, the sentence, reading Quran helps to increase our. The correct answer is faith. Number two, God dash us to keep the five prayers. Now, God remains, or God organizes, or God commands us to keep five prayers. You know, the correct answer here is commands. Number three, Islam is a religion of dash. Is it peace, morale, or surprise? Now, the correct answer is peace. Is Islam is a religion of peace. Number four, the Quran provides dash for all humankind. Now, provides what? Accuracy, guidance, or submission? Provides guidance. Guidance is the correct answer. The last one, number five, regular prayer is dash for all Muslims. Now, regular prayer is military, confident, or obligatory? The correct answer is obligatory. Now, this is only a model for the vocabulary exercise that you have. You have many vocabulary exercises. You have to cover them. Now, let's begin discussing the three topics of this session. Topic number one, modal verbs. As I told you, we will take four modal verbs today. Must, have to, has to, and had to. First of all, you have to know that must, have to, and has to express present necessity or obligation, whereas had to expresses past necessity or obligation. So this is the difference between these three, must, have to, and has to on one side, and had to on the other side. Had to is used for necessity in the past, whereas must, have to, and has to are used for necessity and obligation in the present. Now, what is the difference between have to and has to? You know, have to and has to, both of them are used to express obligation from inside. You know, have to is used for plural and has to is used for singular. Now, what is the difference between have to and has to on one side and must on the other side? If the obligation is from inside, that means there is no obligation from outside. There will not be any punishment from anyone outside yourself. You have to use have to and has to. But if there is someone who obliged you to do something, it is very necessary for you to do that thing, otherwise you will be punished. In that case, you have to use must. Now, let's take some examples in order to clarify these points. Number one, when it stops raining, we have to run to school. Now, here, we used have to. We didn't use must. Why? Because there will be no punishment. Because there will be no punishment, we didn't use must. We used have to. But look at the second example. We must observe the traffic signs when driving our cars. Here, we used must. Why? Because if you don't follow the traffic signs, you will be punished. Let's take the third example. He has to wash his muddy hands before having his meal. Here also, no one will punish him if he didn't wash his muddy hands. It's up to him. The last example is in the past. Ali told me that he had to be there. So had to is used for necessity in the past because this sentence is in the past simple tense and he is talking about the past. We have to use had to. Now let's take an exercise. Complete the following sentences with has to, have to, had to, or must. Try to be very careful. I will read the sentence and you have to say the word which is suitable, one of the modal verbs that we studied. Number one, Ali can't go shopping with us. He dash finish his homework. Now he has to or he must. Here there will be no punishment. So has to is much better than must here. The correct answer is has to. Number two, Muslims dash fast during the month of Ramadan. You know, fasting during Ramadan is very necessary. It is obligatory for all Muslims. Allah will punish those who will not fast. So because of this, we have to use must. We have to say, Muslims must fast during the month of Ramadan. Number three, people who work for a company have to or must work long hours. Also here, the manager of the company will punish them if they don't work long hours. Maybe he will take some of their salaries or part of their salaries. So we have to use must here. We have to say, people who work for a company must work for long hours. Let's take number four. Badr joined the football team. He dash practice every afternoon. Here, it's better to use has to. No one obliged him to practice. So we have to say, he has to practice every afternoon. Number five, when we were living in Aden, we dash take the bus to school. He is talking about the past tense here. So we have to use had to. We have to say, when we were living in Aden, we had to take the bus to school. Now let's move to the second topic, topic number two in this session. Relative pronouns. As I told you, we will take four relative pronouns. These are who, which, that, and whose. Now let's begin with who. Who is used instead of subject pronouns for people. So, who is used for people, whereas which is used for things. Both who and which are used instead of subject pronouns. Now, what about that? The third relative pronoun is that. It is used for both people and things. The fourth one is whose. You know, whose here is a relative pronoun which is used to show position like his, her, its, and their. In other words, whose is used instead of possessive pronouns like his, her, its, and their, and so on. Now let's have some examples. I saw the man who stole the bank. Now the relative pronoun who here is connecting two sentences. The first one is, I saw the man. The second one is, he stole the bank. Now we combine these two sentences into one sentence by using the relative pronoun who. And we said, I saw the man who stole the bank. Let's have another example. He sold the house which was built by his grandfather. Also here, the related pronoun which connects two sentences. The first one is, he sold the house. The second one is, it was built by his grandfather. Now, the pronoun it here refers to what? To the house. So we cannot use who instead of it, because who is used only for people. It is not used for things. So we have to say, he sold the house which was built by his grandfather. Third example, Ali showed me the film that told the murder story. Here, that is used instead of the subject pronoun it. that connects two sentences. The first one is, Ali showed me the film. The second one is, it told a murder story. So instead of it, we wrote that. It is very possible for you to use which. So that can be used instead of who or instead of which. The last example, my best friend is Walid, whose mother is the Minister of Education. Here, we used the relative pronoun whose instead of the possessive pronoun his. Whose here connects two sentences. The first one is, my best friend is Walid. The second one is, his mother is the Minister of Education. So the word whose comes in the same place of his. Now let's have an exercise. Combine the sentences using a suitable relative pronoun from the above list. You know, in the list you have four relative pronouns. Who, which, that, and whose. You have to choose one of them to connect or to combine the two sentences in each item. Let's begin with number one. This is the boy. His father is the English teacher. Now here, which relative pronoun is more suitable here to be used? It is the relative pronoun whose. So you have to say, this is the boy whose father is the English teacher. We used the pronoun whose instead of the possessive pronoun his. Number two, he adopted a war strategy. His war strategy is still the best in this field. Now, which is better to be used here? That, who, which, or whose? Here, it's much better to use which or that, you know, both of them. You can say, he adopted a war strategy, which is still the best in this field. Number three, Jamal is the Arabic teacher. I told you about him. You can say, Jamal is the Arabic teacher that I told you about. You can say that or who. Number four, I saw the man. He killed the dog yesterday. So we can omit he, the subject pronoun, and use the relative pronoun who. Instead of the subject pronoun he, we can say, I saw the man who killed the dog yesterday. Number five, it is a beautiful example for anyone. Anyone's hope is in God. Here we have a pronoun that is anyone, followed by an apostrophe and S for position. So we can use the possessive relative pronoun whose instead of anyone's, and we can say it is a beautiful example for anyone whose hope is in God. Now let's go to the third topic of this session, which is about some spelling rules. In this topic, we will concentrate on two points. Number A, changing singular nouns into plural nouns. Number B, changing the base form of the verb into the S form. Now let's have the rules. A, you can add S to the stem form of the verb and to the singular nouns. If you want to change a noun into plural, if you want to write the third person singular verb or the verb in its third person singular form, you have to add S. For example, you know, examples of nouns like pen. Pen is a singular noun. If you want to make it into plural, you have to add S. You can say pens, book, books, singular, plural. Now, examples of verbs like eat, eats, drink, drinks. In both of them, we added S to the verb. Sometimes we have to add ES, in which case, if we have verbs or nouns that end in CH, SH, SS, S, Z, O, or X. If we have a noun or a verb that ends with one of these, we have to add ES. Examples of nouns like class. The word class ends in double S, and it is a singular noun. If we want to change it into plural, we have to add ES. Also books. It ends with X. It is a singular noun. In order to change it into plural, we have to add ES, and we have to say boxes. Examples of verbs like what? Catch. The verb catch ends with CH. If we want to write the third person singular form for it, we have to add ES, and we have to say catches. The same is with wash, ends with SH, washes. You have to add ES. Third point or third rule, you have to add S and only S to the verbs or nouns ending in a vowel plus Y. If the noun or the verb ends with the letter Y and it is preceded by a vowel, we have to add S only. We have to add S to the verb or noun. Examples of nouns like way, ways. You know, here the noun way ends with Y and it is preceded by the vowel A, so we have to add only S. Boy, boys. Also boy ends with Y and it is preceded by the vowel O, so we have to add S to the verbs or nouns that end in Y and preceded by vowels. Examples of nouns, way, ways. The noun way ends with Y and it is preceded by A, which is a vowel. So in order to change it into plural, we have to add only S. The same is with boy and boys. The word boy ends with Y and it is preceded by the vowel letter O, so we have to add S only. Examples of verbs like what? Pay, P-A-Y, ends with Y and it is preceded by a vowel, so we have to add S. Also, buy, buys. It ends with Y and it is preceded by U, which is a vowel letter. Now, the fourth rule, you have to change the final Y to I and then to add ES when, if the verb or noun ends with Y and it is preceded by a consonant. Examples of nouns, baby. The word baby ends with Y and it is preceded by a consonant. So we have to change the final Y into I and then add ES. Also, hobby, H-O-B-B-Y. It ends with Y and it is preceded by B, which is a consonant sound. We have to add I-E-S. Also, we have examples of verbs like fry and try. Both verbs, fry and try, end with Y and they are preceded by, the two Ys are preceded by the letters R, you know, the letter R in both. So we have to omit Y and write I, then add ES. Now let's have an exercise. Exercise number one, write the plural forms of the following nouns. Match, it ends with CH, so we have to add ES, matches. Dish, it ends with SH, so we have to add ES, dishes. Books, this word ends with X, so we have to add ES. We have to say boxes. Lady, Now this word ends with Y and it is preceded by a consonant. So we have to change the Y into I and then add ES. Ladies, day. However, this word day ends with Y and it is preceded by a vowel, A. So we have to add only S. We have to say days, D-A-Y-S. Class. This word ends with double S, so we have to add ES. Rose, only add S to this word to change it into plural. Number two, put the verbs in brackets in the correct form using simple present tense. Here we have verbs. Number one, Ali dash an old friend of mine. Use a verb to be. Which verb to be is suitable for this sentence? Ali is. So is the answer. Yeah. Number two, Jasim always sit, S-I-T, at the back of the classroom. So you have to say sits. You have to add S. Three, Samir buy his food from the supermarket. The verb buy here, you have to add S to this verb. You have to say Samir buys. Hamad study English at school. So the verb study here ends with Y and it is preceded by a consonant. We have to add I-E-S. I mean, you have to change the Y into I and then add E-S. Number five, Talal's father work in Aden. So you have to add S here to the verb work. We can say Talal's father works in Aden. Okay, my dear students, that was our last point in this session. In our next session, we will study simple present tense, past simple tense, and some punctuation marks. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this audio program. See you.
اللغة الإنجليزية واحد الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العليكي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.